Hi, everybody. Welcome to our Saturday podcast. We're going to get to RJ Bell in a second. This is so much fun for me. We've had so much success through the years. When RJ and I, or RJ's wise guys and I, agree on a pick, we're like 75%. So we have that coming up in a second, plus our blazing five. Remember, smart moves matter. They matter in sports. In sports, there are smart moves and not so smart moves. Call a timeout to set up a final touchdown attempt, smart move. Calling a timeout with none left, not a smart move. Same when you're hiring. Job sites that overwhelm you with tons of wrong resumes, not smart. Posting a job on ZipRecruiter, letting them find the right candidate for you, that is smart. ZipRecruiter has powerful matching technology. They scan thousands of resumes. They identify people with the right skills and education and experience for your job. Then they actively invite them to apply. It's rated number one by employers in the U.S. based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with at least 1,000 reviews. Try it now for free. ZipRecruiter.com/Blaze, B-L-A-Z-E. ZipRecruiter.com/Blaze. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire. All right, let's first start with my Blazing Five.
That's a hot one.
Let's blaze it up.
Fire it up.
It's Collins Blazing Five. Texans at Patriots.
Houston's getting 6.5. Like them. I love them. My strongest number of the week. Bill Belichick, by the way, experiments in September. Only wins 66% of his games. He wins 83% in December. Okay, this is an organization that is trying to win Super Bowls. They'll play around early, figure out who they are, an extension, if you will, of week three of the preseason. Meanwhile, Deshaun Watson last year gave New England all sorts of trouble. They don't have elite talent to catch him as he runs around in the backfield. By the way, he averaged 34.7 points a game in the starts he had last year, highest points per game by any starting quarterback in the NFL until he got hurt. Got to tell you right now, this is a massive number. I'm going to take the Houston Texans outright to beat New England 27-23.
Jaguars at New York Giants.
Again, you know I like points. New York Giants at home getting +6 against a conservative offense in Jacksonville. This is an easy one for me. Odell Beckham's back. Eli Manning's a C quarterback, but he's a B quarterback with Odell Beckham. His quarterback rating gets into the 90s. 7 yards a catch, 270 yards a game. Odell Beckham's healthy with Eli Manning. He becomes a different quarterback at this stage in his career. Jacksonville was 4-4 on the road last year. You get him out of Florida. In fact, they lost their last three road games last year to average teams. San Francisco, Tennessee, Arizona. And they're a conservative offense to begin with. They lost Marquise Lee, a top receiver for the season. Jacksonville's going to be more conservative. Giants win this thing. I like the upgrades they've made across the board offensively. Giants win 24-23.
Bills at Ravens.
Baltimore -7. That's a big number, but I'm going to swallow the number and take the Ravens. They have a Mike Tyson quality. You put him at home against a bad quarterback, the Ravens feast on him. And Buffalo's got a bad quarterback situation. Nathan Peterman. Last couple of years, Buffalo's been last in the NFL in yards passing a game at about 183. That's not good. And Baltimore's defense last couple of years, especially last year, was great. Led the NFL in takeaways, points per game, they were sixth. Baltimore's also added tight ends and wide receivers in the draft and free agency. And Joe Flacco's got Lamar Jackson breathing down his neck. He's going to play inspired football. This is a big number, but to me, it's the one blowout game of the week. Again, Baltimore at home. They may lose to Brady and Big Ben. They feast on bad quarterbacks. Baltimore wins 31-13.
49ers at Vikings.
Listen, I think Minnesota pulls back this year, but I'm going to swallow the 6 points, take the Vikings in this one. Minnesota's a very good football team. San Francisco's rebuilding, but they're so glamorous. Jimmy GQ and Kyle Shanahan and a history of Super Bowls. Offensive line, they're rebuilding. Pass rush, running backs, receiving core, stopping the run. You got a rebuilding team facing maybe the best roster in the NFL. The Vikings were 7-1 at home last year and won by an average of 15, and that's in the NFC. Points per game, yards per game. San Francisco's defense was first in the NFL. I think they pull back a little, but this is an absolutely complete roster at home, and I don't have to give up a touchdown. I'll take Minnesota to win 30-20. Vikings, I'll swallow the 6 points. Vikings win 30-20.
New York Jets at Lions.
Monday Night Football. I know what you're saying, Colin. You like Sam Darnold. I do. And I especially like him facing Matt Patricia and the Lions and getting 6.5 points. Man, I know it's Monday Night Football. I know it's a dome. I know Darnold's a rookie. But Detroit's defense stinks. That's why they hired a defensive coordinator from New England, Matt Patricia. They can't stop the pass. They don't get to the quarterback. They don't keep points off the scoreboard. Todd Bowles, Jets coach, best coach in the NFL with a losing record. I like Todd Bowles a lot. Coaching mismatch here. And the other thing is, Detroit hasn't had a 100-yard rusher in a game in 5 years since Reggie Bush. So they're going to give that rookie quarterback with that decent wide receiving core, not great, okay, when they're healthy. It's just too many points. It's just too many points to give Matt Patricia. Matt Stafford didn't have a signature win 10 years in the league. I'm not sure if the Jets win. I'm going to go with the upset, 24-21 Jets. I'm not sure if I'm right on the winning part, but 6.5 points with a better coach, significantly better defense, not even close.
Now we bring in the founder of pregame.com, the exclusive odds provider to the Associated Press. Check him out on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. RJ Bell, you ready to go?
Absolutely, Colin. Last year you mentioned it when we agreed, wise guys and Colin, 33 winners, 12 losers.
Woo!
73%.
Wow. Well, I'm not flying Southwest anymore if I do it again this year. Here we go, baby. All right. I think New England is better than Houston, but I bet numbers. Texans plus 6.5. Bill Belichick is a little bit of an experimenter in September. It's his worst month. And I still think this offense is a work in progress on the perimeter for New England. I'll take the Texans plus 6.5. What do the wise guys say?
Biggest agreement of the week.
Yeah.
Vegas still ranks the Pats as the best team in the NFL. So I listen to you every day, Colin. I know you're skeptical of this team. And I think rightfully so compared to years past. Because the Pats are in the 7-1 range to win the Super Bowl, which is still the favorite. But like in years past, it's been 3-1. But you're right. In September, Belichick is on record of saying he looks at September like an extended preseason. And it's really a choice between maximizing your chance to win today or in January. The fact that Belichick has so much equity with his GM, with the fans, he's able to max his chance in January, even if it decreases a little his chance in September. Doesn't mean he doesn't want to win in September, just not sacrificing wins later. Now, here's the question. Deshaun Watson, how good was he when he played last year? Well, we've got advanced metrics for that. DVOA, when he was quarterbacking the fifth best offense in the NFL. Without Watson, last, the worst offense in the NFL.
Wow.
The question, though, Colin, is will he stay healthy? And I think across the season, if you're betting a season win total, if you're betting Super Bowl odds, that's a big question. But for game one, he's healthy. Odds are he's going to be healthy this whole game. And the one big weakness, lastly, that Houston has, O-line, Pats don't really put much pressure. I think their D's a little improved this year, but not much pressure. And remember, what is the ethos of the Patriots defense? Bend, but don't break. Houston is all about, with Watson, big plays. A couple of those big plays, it goes against the Pats, trying to give up yards in the middle of the field, but not in the red zone. Big agreement, Texans plus 6.5.
All right, Jags at the Giants plus 3. I like New York. Hey, one of the things, we know the Jags play conservatively to protect Blake Bortles. Well, Marquise Lee not available for the Jags, so that's going to become more run dominated. more conservative in Jacksonville. I think it's an edge going into the game for a Giants team that's added a better left tackle, a better running back, OBJ, and a really good head coach, Pat Shurmur, offensively. I got to tell you, I would bet money line. I think the Giants win. I'm going to take them +3. What do the wise guys think?
You've got agreement, but let's do a caveat here. And this is a strong statement, but it's a teaching moment. The hardest week to win betting the week of the games is week one of the NFL.
Has been for me for years, yes.
And here's why. If you would have bet this in April, the lines were out week one in April, you could have got Giants +4.5. If you would have bet even a month ago, you could have got Giants +3.5. Now it's 3. And that difference is huge. For new listeners, every half point counts. That's how the pros win. And thus, why is it so hard in week one? Because there's months and months for the wise guys to gobble up the good numbers. While next week when we do this, it's only going to be a week in between the release of the lines. So let's agree Giants are the better side here, just not near as good as they were a month ago or a couple months ago. Let me ask you a quick question. Where do you put Eli if we had to rank starting quarterbacks 1 to 32?
Well, with OBJ 15th, without him 23rd.
I think OBJ matters. You actually think, though, slightly above average with OBJ?
With OBJ, I think Eli, as long as he has time in the pocket, can make all the throws, yes.
All right, now that's it. If you're right about that, your optimism about the Giants is warranted. And wise guys agree with you. In general, the Giants have been bet a lot this preseason on the season-long stuff, like Super Bowl, like season wins. I know guys I really respect, Colin. They got Eli. Now, this is going to sound shocking. 26, 27.
No, I get it. You go look at the passer rating and completion percentage without OBJ last 3 years, he is below average, no question.
Now, I'm not sure if OBJ's contract's good for the long term. I think probably not. But I think it's good for now because of team chemistry. And if you actually think about the Giants' stats last year, I think you got to throw out the second half of the year. This was a rare time a team really quit on an NFL coach with McAdoo. And lastly, you mentioned it, Marquise Lee out. That was huge. He was the last pretty girl at the dance, as some would say. When he left, it's pretty barren. And lastly, you mentioned the money line. Very savvy. The Jags play much better with the lead, and the reality is if they have to throw from behind, forget about it. But I don't really want the Giants coming from behind either because the Jags are so good with that pass rush. So if the Giants do cover this, I think they have an extra good chance to win the game.
Yep.
And by the way, if you bet the money line, 100 wins you about 135 here, but you're giving up the points. Agreement, though, on the Giants.
2-0 so far. Okay, I don't like giving up big numbers, but the Ravens are at home, -7. And again, I don't like that number. I'd love it at 6.5. But here's the thing. When I think of the Ravens, they may lose to Big Ben. They may lose to Brady. You give them a weak quarterback in Baltimore through the years, and my imagery is, they crush him. And Buffalo's rebuilding the O-line. Baltimore has a pass rush at home. I'll swallow the 7. It's the one game I feel will get ugly this weekend. I'm going to take Ravens -7. What do the wise guys think?
You know, this is, I think, our 8th or 9th year doing this. I hate that I'm forced to have an opinion on every game.
Right.
This is a slight agreement. And usually laying 7, you're not going to get it. That's a pretty good number, so I'm going to give you slight. Here's why, though. Bills, worst team in the NFL. That's pretty much consensus.
Yes.
Now, they made the playoffs last year, but they weren't even very good there. They were outscored on the season, Colin, by 57 points. Now, check this out. When the Bills won the turnover battle, they were 8-2 straight up. When they didn't, they were 1-6 straight up.
So they had to have everything go right.
And they had to have a quarterback that took care of the ball. Taylor last year threw an interception in less than 1 out of 100 throws. Now we got Peterman. Enter Peterman. Last year, he threw an interception in more than 1 out of 10 throws. Think about that. 10% plus interception rate. Obviously, a small sample size. Obviously, too, he's played better in the preseason. The Ravens, when they play an inexperienced quarterback, they feast. Last 2 seasons versus rookies and backups, 8-3 straight up. Versus any other quarterback, the Ravens, 7-13. Straight up. So this is a team that does do well against mediocre or worse quarterbacks. The Ravens do. Last thing, the thing that makes me only slight here, since Flacco signed that big contract, there's been 34 quarterbacks have thrown at least 1,000 passes. So a lot, let's say a lot of sample size. Flacco ranks 33rd, so next to last in yards
but
per attempt.
They drafted two tight ends and they acquired three receivers. I agree. I think they know it's an issue. I like what Baltimore did in the offseason. By the way, I've always felt Baltimore has a Mike Tyson quality. They're a bully. When they pounce,
well, Harbaugh sure is.
They pounce on the weak, struggle with the great, but Buffalo's weak. So I have 3-0. I know I'm going to have a winning week. Okay, 49ers, Vikings. Here's the thing about the 49ers. There's a glamour to them. Kyle Shanahan's a hot coach. Historically, San Francisco matters. Jimmy GQ. But this is a team that's still rebuilding its O-line and rebuilding its secondary. Minnesota's not rebuilding anything. Their roster is arguably the best, along with the Rams and Eagles in the NFL. I'm going to swallow the 6 because that's the right number for me. I think it's a touchdown or so game. I'm going to take the Vikings -6, another favorite. What do the wise guys think?
Agreement. This is a rare, bigger favorite that I really like. You know, Minnesota's not football sexy, as I like to say it. Boy, if there's anyone that's football sexy, it's Jimmy G.
No question.
I mean, we've got a Fezzik, you remember last year. He was on with you in the preview pod, and he picked the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. And I know you were very high on him, too.
Yeah.
Fezzik knows his stuff. He is like, he talks about Jimmy G, and his voice cracks a little bit. I mean, it's crazy. Now, there's one last thing to think about the idea of football sexy. Week one of the NFL season, a lot of bettors have just done their fantasy draft in the last week or two, so they're thinking about stats. And Minnesota's just not that type of team. So they're not getting the love they deserve. Pro Football Reference ranks the players, and they have like a ranking of 11, 10, 9, 8. So we looked at all the 8 pluses, 8 or above. There's about 7 per team, a little bit less on average. Minnesota has the most in the NFL, 14 8-plus players by Football Reference, Pro Football Reference. And they won 13 games last year, but they should have won even more. If you look at the luck factors in a season, things like turnovers, injuries, close wins, strength of schedule, Minnesota was the least lucky team to have double-digit wins, and they actually had 13 wins. Last thing, and this is kind of a Vegas secret here, look to bet against Pacific time zone teams that go east, especially in week one. Throughout the regular season, it's accounted for in the line, that disadvantage. Here it's not as much because there were so many night games in the preseason. So it's not like going from a day game last week to a day game the next, and it's a couple hours earlier. It's like 7, 8, 10 hours earlier because you play almost all night games during the preseason. This is the first day game in a while, and now it's going to be at 10 a.m. Pacific. Big disadvantage for the 49ers. Agree with the Vikings.
Okay, I still got a blazing 5 pick. Plus, I'm going to give you a bonus this week. But first, I got to tell you now, I've been sleeping on my Casper mattresses for a long time. I've got 6 in my house. And here's why I switched to Casper. I get high quality at an affordable price. Cool and comfortable sleep, thanks to a unique combo of foams that provide the right pressure relief and alignment. Now, it ships to your door for free. They'll ship it to you for free. In a box so small, it's one of those, how they do that? They'll pick it up after 100 nights of use if you don't like it, also for free, and refund you everything. That won't be a problem. That won't be the case. From engineering to its packaging, to letting you try it for 100 nights, it's no wonder Casper has over 35,000 five-star reviews across Google, Amazon. Right now, put it to test. 100 nights, risk-free, free shipping. All you have to do, casper.com/Colin. The Colin, the code, gets you $50 toward the purchase of select mattresses. casper.com/Colin, terms and conditions apply. All right, I had 2 games that I waffled on. I'm going to tell you the game I took, and then I'll tell you the game after we're done with this that I didn't. I'm going to take Jets +6.5 at the Lions. Listen. Everybody loves Matt Stafford's talent. He doesn't have a signature win in the NFL a decade into it. I'm tired of being told how great Matt Stafford is. I also think Matt Patricia, like all Belichick assistants, is going to struggle. I don't think, when I look at the Jets, I've said this. I think Todd Bowles is the best coach with a losing record in the NFL. They won 5 games last year, and they could have won 6 more. They got robbed against New England. And maybe I'm just a Sam Darnold homer. But I'm going to take the Jets in 6.5. Not sure they'll win, but I'm going to take the Jets and the points. What do the wise guys think?
So for new listeners, when Colin does a long wind-up, you know what's coming. Disagreement here.
Well, 4-1.
Now, I know you're a big fan of movies. You ever see the movie We Need to Talk About Kevin?
No.
Okay. It's about a troubled teenager and all that. It's a good movie. We need to talk, Colin, you and I, we need to talk about Sam Darnold.
Okay.
What's the love? I listen every day. And when you start talking about Darnold, I start rolling my eyes.
The next Andrew Luck. I think he's Andrew Luck. I love him.
You're right about that. If you look at the preseason, he had the 57th best quarterback rating. Now, we can say preseason is preseason, but that's all we've got on this guy. Yards per attempt, 83. So let's agree. I think the Jets are being smart. They're not throwing downfield with them, which I think is smart with a rookie. Get him his reps, but don't put him in a bad spot. But boy, on the road, in a dome, Monday Night Football, not throwing downfield with a Jets offensive line that did not play a single snap together in the preseason. You can't back off now. I know you want to. I don't like this spot. By the way, last thing, you're right. Stafford against winning teams, 6-52 straight up.
Yeah, he doesn't win. He doesn't have a signature win. He never wins the big game. He beats a lot of
but
crud.
Is this the big game? Because if you look with a line of 6.5 in the last 4 years, Lions is a bigger favorite at home. 6 or more, 7-2 straight, or 7-2 against the spread, covering those big numbers. I know that's a small sample. They do better at home, and the Lions do better when they're a favorite. Disagreement. I like the Lions. You like the Jets.
Okay, the game. So it's 4-1 agreement. Now, the game I didn't take, but nearly took it over this game, the Jets game, was I was going to take the Dolphins plus 1.5. I think Marcus Mariota, I don't think he's any better than Ryan Tannehill. He just is a little more glamorous, came from that glamorous Oregon program, got a little better press. I don't trust the Titans organization. So this is the game I didn't take in Blazing 5. I took the Jets instead. Dolphins plus 1.5. What would the wise guys have thought of that?
Oh, agreement there.
Oh,
to me, one of my favorite underrated teams is the Dolphins.
Dang it.
I mean, if you look at the 6 unluckiest teams last year, the other 5, Dolphins were one of them, the other 5 increased their win total. So number of wins last year versus what's expected this year, between 1.5 and 6 games, it went up. The Browns went up 6 games, right? 0-6. Well, Miami only went up 0.5 a game. And considering the fact that Tannehill, to me, is a big upgrade over Cutler, both on the field and in the locker room, I think the Dolphins are underrated. Titans made the playoff, but another team with a negative point differential, even though they made the playoffs. I like the Dolphins.
His name is RJ Bell. He's the founder of pregame.com. You can catch him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. And they are the exclusive odds provider of the Associated Press, Fox Sports Radio as well. Great stuff. Good opening week. I have never been great on opening weeks. I like to watch stuff unfold. Crossing my fingers for Sam Darnold.
Well, we know that. Last question. Would you rather go 1-4 in the Jets cover or 4-1 in the Jets dome?
4-1 in the Jets dome. I'm not that big of a homer.
Thanks, Colin.